Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they moved into a new house. The only problem is they weren't the only ones there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Would love to hear your real ghost story. If you want access to all of our bonus materials, advanced episodes, it's all there for you. Apple Podcasts, you can get it. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Always an uncomfortable thing when you're in a place, whether it's a house that you are living in, a place that you're renting, and suddenly you realize you are not the only person who's trying to call that place home.
Had that happen to you?
I've had it. No, I haven't. In terms of a ghost, not that I'm aware of. But I do have a funny story that I just heard. My fiance actually told it to me the other day of a friend of hers that went and stayed at an Airbnb in another state for the night. Spending the night. I've stayed at Airbnbs. I don't know if you have, but it's like a hotel, but it's a house. And usually I've had good experiences. They were in the house late at night, and all of a sudden the door starts banging. And all of the entrances, there's like two or three different doors banging on all of them. And then lights being shown in through the windows of the home. And they're like, oh my God, is someone trying to break in? No, it just turns out there's another Airbnb that's like right next door. And these people didn't have access to the one that they thought was theirs. And they thought they were at the right one and were trying to get into this house, but it was not theirs. But freaked the hell out of those people. I can only imagine. Yeah. I mean, you're in a house that's not yours. It's different. And suddenly that's going on. Not paranormal, but I'd be like fearing for my life at that moment.
I'm telling you right now, bad knee or not, I'd be running down the street.
Yeah.
Screaming. Yeah.
I would not be handling. I don't think I'd be going back to sleep. I'd be like kind of done and out. I mean, not the fault of the owner or anything. Just people got the wrong address is all that is. But yeah, it's a bit more of a step, I think, than I would take if I was at the wrong address. I don't think I'd be banging on the doors and shining lights in windows for that fear that maybe I have the wrong place. I mean, they're lucky.
Right.
They didn't get shot through the window or something.
I was just going to say that somebody didn't have a gun. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that seems a great way for something horrible to accidentally have taken place when somebody felt fear for their life. I don't know. How about you?
I've had experiences with houses that I've owned and had some paranormal stuff go on, but it was never anything that frightened me so much that I had to sell the thing, you know?
Yeah, it would take a lot, I think. I think it almost have to be kind of like Amityville-ish, walls bleeding and things of that nature.
Exactly.
Before the house gets sold. Other than that, I think I could probably put up with a lot. I mean, I say that now, but I have no idea.
Boo.
Exactly. I'm done. Let's sell. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. It's good. So, call.
What I want to share with you guys now is my childhood house. I remember the first day we actually moved in, my mom and my stepdad, they never really even told us that we were moving. I just kind of said, get in the car and go for a surprise. And they took us to this house. And we're walking around looking. And I remember I was young. I was six. And I remember going in there and seeing everything. And it looked so new and fresh. And everything was fine, you know. And for the next couple years, 2-3 years, till I was about 8, right around when I started to see that lady, that's when like things started to happen. I remember it started with footsteps throughout the house on the ceiling, and it actually sounded like it was moving. You can actually follow it. I remember following it from the room, hearing the footsteps walking in circles, and then I remember you could hear it make its way towards, you know, the other side of the house. And I remember if I would follow it. But for some reason, it never happened when my stepdad was there. Being young and scared, we didn't want to, but my mom and, as you know, we're all there, she would peek into the attic and see if anyone was there. Another time that it was happening, my mom told us to run outside. This was all during the day too. She told us to run outside and look at the roof. It was a one-story house. So I went to the front. My brother went to the back of the house to look on the roof and see if somebody was walking around. But nobody was there, and there was still walking going on inside. My mom and my sister were inside. So we knew it wasn't somebody walking on the roof. And you would hear sometimes what sounded like a loud bang in the attic and dragging. It sounded like something was being dragged. Anyways, that was normal. That was normal as far as the walking on the roof or the ceiling, whatever it was. And things just kind of started to progress. And then we would start to hear voices. I would hear my brother's, my mom's voice. So me and my brother, we'd be sitting there playing the game. My sister was sitting there reading her book. And we would hear our names get called. We'd hear, Richard, Jesse, come here now. Just like that, loud. And it sounded just like my mom. You know, so I remember looking back at my sister and me and my brother kind of thinking we were in trouble. My sister sitting there with a smirk on her face. You know, she liked to see us get in trouble. So anyways, me and my brother got up, went to the room. Mind you, where we heard it right where we were at. My mom was all the way in her room, which was kind of on the other side of the house. Anyway, so we go anyways, and, you know, go to my mom. She's sitting there reading her book, too. And we're like, what, Mom? She's like, I didn't call you. And we're like, Mom, yes, you did. You called us. You know, we both heard you. And she's like, I did not call you guys. What do you guys want? You know, we were telling her, Mom, we were pleading with her, telling her, yes, you called us. You called us. When we were nagging at her so much that, you know, she would get mad. She's like, you know, she would just tell us to go, you know. That would happen a lot. So my mom even heard it a few times. Times she had went to go get groceries, came back. We were all at school. She goes in the house, starts putting the groceries away, and she hears down the hallway at one of the rooms, you know, Mom. She said it sounded like my brother. And she's like, what? Nothing. So she just kept putting stuff away. And then as she was putting stuff away, it kind of started to register, like, wait. She's like, you know, he's supposed to be in school. And she hears it again, you know, Mom. She says, what, Richard? At that point, for her, it had clicked, you know, he's supposed to be at school. And then she said that she heard it right next to her. When she heard it right next to her, she literally left everything right there and walked outside and waited for my stepdad to get there. But that was like stuff that would happen a lot. We had a lot of people that would come and stay with us, you know, it was family, relatives who either were just getting here from Mexico, you know, starting to build their life. They would come and stay with us. But every single family that went in there, they all experienced something, and they would end up leaving because of it. A lot of times too, the washer would turn on, the dishwasher would turn on. Now those, you know, you can say electrical, you know, some type of electrical surge or something, you know. But along with that, the faucet would turn on. And this would all happen, you know, right in front of us. We knew something was up, but it was kind of just something that we lived with. We've had pastors come to the house and to, you know, bless the house to see, you know, maybe that would help. There were times where my mom, you know, her and my stepdad, they would, you know, get in an argument, and my mom would go to the back living room, sit there and smoke. For some reason, my mom didn't mind the dark. And so she was sitting there in the dark, you know, just kind of smoking a cigarette. And she heard walking from the door, from the outside, from the door that goes to the outside, walking, you know, towards her. And she just was completely, you know, thrown off. She was just kind of looking. And as it was getting closer, she immediately reached over and turned on the light. And she didn't see anybody there. That was like, I don't know if she took it as a sign or what, but she went back and, you know, earned my stepdad and made amends. It was always, too, you know, in the middle of the night, as I said, you know, it was always like either pitch black or sometimes you'd have a little bit of the moonlight coming in. I always felt like there was like a shadowy figure always present there. You know, maybe mind playing tricks on you. I don't know. But it always seemed like there was some type of shadowy figure there. There were also times, so it was two times where they actually, I guess you can call them spirits, ghosts, whatever. They made themselves look like my tia, which is my aunt. And I guess that's for another story. But I'll leave these voicemails, you know, hopefully frequently as I remember. Well, thank you guys for your time.
Thanks for sharing your story with us. Thoughts on that one?
I think it's interesting that, especially like early in the story when he's talking about hearing the people walking and stuff, but it never happened when the stepdad was home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, sometimes stuff happens because certain individuals are in the house, poltergeist kind of stuff. And I also have heard stories about how stuff doesn't happen when other individuals are there for one reason or another. So I found that very, very interesting. And it's also interesting that pretty much the entire family was experiencing it. It wasn't just like a kid or a parent. It was like the kids and the mom. Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me.
Makes you wonder about why that happens when things happen around certain people and not around others. Is that really the choice of the energy or whatever it is to appear or not to appear? Or is that something to do with the living? Does their energy negate something in the environment that makes it difficult or impossible for things to happen, if you will? You know, you walk into a room and sometimes you can just tell if there's something really heavy going on with somebody. There's just a heavy energy, whether it's bad or good. There's going to be something there, and it can almost suck all the other energy out of the room of all the other people who have different things going on. But if one thing is heavier or very, very significantly different than the rest, that can be overpowering. I wonder if there's an element to that with certain people, negative, positive, I don't know what it would be, but something that almost, you know, creates a white noise or a barrier from those sort of things making themselves known or being present when those with that that different sort of energy are there.
I would imagine that just as they say that certain people are able to allow energy in and kind of create that energy, I would guess there's got to be kind of the same force on the other side. Someone must have the energy to not let stuff happen or make it go away during those times. So I think you're probably right about that.
It's an interesting thing to think about. Thank you for sharing that story with us. We do greatly appreciate it. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything ad-free, then check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. You can binge away there. Also, you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories and sign up there. If you're not a user of Apple Podcasts, you get access to all the same material, or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.